Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, it finally happened, you guys. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged.
Wow!
Congrats to them.
I love Oval. Oval was first ring I had.
Melted the delt, zapped the traps. You guys know how this.
What the is that? He is on here now. This mother.
Okay, it's cheating on me in an Instagram DM, a Facebook Messenger
but
DM. How dare you?
Those soggy ones at the bottom are the best.
If you that's gonna make you sick, you eat warm egg salad.
All right, so
one,
does
10. Two, three.
Oh, I have an extra chip on my dress.
Gorgeous.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Happy birthday week!
Yes! Welcome to Nightly Pop. Happy Monday. Nina is here, Hunter is here. What? I'm also here. What more? True. They didn't include me. What
You're
more
doing
do you
the
need?
Read.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
I just realized why they didn't say me. Also, before we get started, Nina, it is the start of your birthday week.
It's Friday. The start of my birthday week. I finally turned 21 on Friday.
There you go.
Nice. Woo! Congrats. We'll go drinking.
We're going out on Friday. I'll have a cranberry and tonic water.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
What will the baby be having, though?
On that note, we're getting started because it finally happened, you guys. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged.
Wow!
Congrats to them.
Oh, bling. He popped the question on the beach just as the sun was setting. How romantic. How are we rating this proposal? Have you guys seen the ring?
This is, I've been waiting all day to talk to you about this ring. You are our resident diamond expert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beautiful, but I would love to know your thoughts.
I have to agree with you. I think it truly is beautiful. Beautiful oval. I love oval. Oval was the first ring I had. We went with oval the first time around, so I've always been a big fan of it. I'm surprised that her ring is so traditional, though, for
I love
them,
it.
Right?
With them, because you would think he'd come out with a ring with their blood in it, or,
yeah, or
you know,
right.
Like there's a little
knives.
Dragon when she opens it flies out and slaps you in the face.
Yeah, something.
I think it looks good for them.
Yeah.
What I'm most excited about is that we don't have to talk about them anymore for a little while, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I'm tired of it.
Well, just FYI, there were cameras there
at
the post-engagement dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going somewhere. So I think we're going to have a whole season of this with something.
Speaking of engagements, Paris Hilton just celebrated her bridal shower this weekend with an Alice in Wonderland theme, but the most magical part of the day was a champagne vending machine. Oh!
Hope you like your champagne a little bubbly. Popping when you open that.
Yeah, it's cute and fun to have at a party. I love that.
I think it's great.
Kylie has that in her offices.
Right, I know. I knew that. I know everything, Kylie.
I can see you having one of these at a party.
I was thinking maybe for my bridal shower.
You should.
Or for my, what am I having?
One of a baby, girl. You're having a baby.
I'm having a baby.
You are not having another wedding.
No, I'm not having another wedding. Baby shower. Maybe I'll have a little champagne and I will have a co-ed. No, I probably won't.
I hate being a boy. It's the worst.
You're going to be the only boy I invite, and there will be someone there
he
probably
He actually
for you.
Could get along well with a full, like, 100%. Crowd of women.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do a little dance, come in a cop outfit. I actually, I got a text from Paris's assistant, Charlotte, and she was like, this weekend, she's like, what's your address? I want to send you something. So it's either an invite to the wedding or some sort of tax form that I need to fill out.
It's a 50-50.
It's definitely the devil you two. Is that the right?
W-2? Whoa. W-2?
You're getting something tax related. I don't get those anymore. I don't pay them.
Don't put this on camera, girl. They've been cracking down.
Yeah, they have, right? I sent it to someone, hopefully. Shout out to Shiraz. Anyway. Who knew? I didn't know during Rich Kids I owed them anything.
Oh, my God. I'm working.
I was like, oh, it's mine. I work.
That's how it should be.
All right. Sundays are meant to be a bit lazy, but not so much for Will Smith anymore, who is making a comeback from the worst shape of his life. He posted this montage to Instagram, captioned, and to think Sundays used to be for muffins.
Are you in your bed right now?
Get the f*** off!
Annoying. Men can be like, you know what? I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And they'll do it in a week. Like, he's completely changed his body in
him.
Such a short amount
this
of time.
This is me. This is me right now.
Maybe Will Smith is pregnant with a baby. That's what that was.
That was my, that's my body.
He
and
got
that's
it together
my pose.
So fast. It's like men can transform their body
no,
so
they
much
can
faster than we
and
can.
It goes away. It's
true.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like you cut out like
you
one fucking
you got bigger recently.
You did. Yeah. You, Andre, I swear to
you
God.
You did. You're
you
what
look
are these,
bigger.
The traps?
Traps, the melted the delt, zapped the traps. You guys know how this. Anyway.
This is why we don't give you compliments, because you just take it so extra.
Well, and man on this set just was like, yeah, bro.
It's
so
like,
annoying.
It's about what your normal, like my resting body weight was real low, but I put on 10 pounds.
We're falling asleep.
I put on 10 pounds in about 2 weeks.
That's so crazy. Well, we could put on 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
Two weeks. What did you eat to gain 10 pounds in 2 weeks?
It was a lot of
protein.
Weight gainer. It's called weight gainer. Yeah.
All right, you guys. It is time for a Nightly Pop taste test edition.
No, I hate these.
I'm so excited. Adele style. Okay, so she went on BBC Radio 1 to explain the odd way she eats her potato chips.
My favorite crisp is prawn cocktail Walkers, or just ready salted Walkers with loads of Worcester sauce on it.
So the Worcester sauce, ready salted thing—that's an actual thing, is it?
That's a thing in England. What are you talking about?
No, but you're tipping Worcester sauce into the bag.
Oh yeah, and then you hold it tight, you clip it, and you shake it. Oh, it's a dream.
Okay, well we've got a question from John in Stockport on that subject.
I like to drink the bag juice and get the last few soggy crisps at the bottom. Do you do the same?
Yes, darling, I do the same, and I saw my mother do it growing up, and that's why I do it. So, hey, we are twinning, babe. Those soggy ones at the bottom are the best. By the end, it's like just juice with a little bit of crumbs in it.
All right, you guys. If Adele is eating this, then is it good enough for us? Well, I should say you two. I already
well, does
ate
it give
my
you
bag.
Adele, does it give you Adele money? Because that's the only way I'm doing it.
No, it does, and it was delicious.
I have this. I have.
Do you have your chippies?
I have
You're going to do this. I am not doing this.
Hey, Morgan, don't worry. Got another bag for you. One.
I'm not doing it.
I can't do this.
I'm not doing this.
But I like that we have more bags. Where are we getting these and who paid for these? I can't wait till we have to reimburse
not
them.
Not only did they do that, they got us, like, each a Worcestershire shot.
Yo, we could have had one ourselves.
Yeah, guys.
We didn't need to spend this.
I love that they're like, you can't get hair and makeup, but then they get four of these.
All right.
I said I wasn't going to do this. So we have to pour...
Just do a little, Nina. Just do a little.
This is a British thing, right?
Yeah.
These
then she says
these
she folds up the top. Morgan, put the sauce in there.
Girl, you got distracted. You're supposed to be putting it in the
I can't get diarrhea. I'll get sick.
Not if you have one
that's going to make you sick. You eat warm egg salad.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going
to
try this with
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward
All right.
To
on three.
Ten.
On oh. three.
Isn't that a countdown? That's what Jeff Bezos does. 10.
2, 3.
How is it? No? Really no? Nina, is it that bad?
The first bite is weird.
Okay.
And then when you take the second bite, it kind of like settles into
out?
The salty.
What is Worcestershire?
It's because it's a wet chip. And wet chips, you instantly think.
soggy.
I have to take one more bite.
Yeah, go ahead. You can have a whole second bag if you want.
This is the only free food we've ever gotten.
If you guys want to know what it smells like, it smells like you put vinegar and, like, the water that comes out of a can of Heinz ketchup. Like, the water that comes out.
No,
it's like a vinegar chip. After the first bite, it's not that bad. It's a little addicting.
No, it's not addicting. I'll tell you right now, I'm not addicted.
Ooh, I have an extra chip on my dress. Okay.
Don't eat it. Morgan, I knew you was gonna eat it.
We don't know if that was from today's chips.
I didn't eat it. I don't know. I found it. All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, the Housewives battle gets a teary ending, but is it really over? Plus, the reality stars' in-laws move in, and guess what? It gets what?
Messy. Messy. Wow.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back, and we gotta hop right into the 90 Day Fiancé the other way, because Jenny's in-laws are moving in, you guys. Sumit's mom wants to teach Jenny how to be a traditional Indian daughter-in-law, starting with a clean house, and it goes just about as well as you'd expect.
This is where all the cooking happens.
Arre slip pe ye yahan pe ye sab nahi hona chahiye.
They're saying nothing should be on the slab.
Nasty.
Okay.
Ye jo
saaf karte na
isko saath ke saath set karke rakhna ganda.
She's going through my kitchen and finding every single thing wrong, checking every corner, moving my stuff around, making me clean and sweep. I'm just pissed. It's my kitchen.
Ek seekhne ki umr hoti hai. वो भी ढल चुकी है उसकी नहीं कर पाएगी कुछ भी
I'm not gonna say it's anybody's job, but I will say it's the house was nasty.
Nasty AF.
And I will say that he definitely said, "Mom, I need you to say something because I can't say it."
Yeah.
Because this was a prep. He prepped her to come in and get her together. This wasn't the mom being a busybody. I'm sure she feels that way. But the son was like, I can't do this. Ma'am, your place is nasty.
Nasty. Like, there's
Roaches is having a whole breakdancing conference on that floor. Like,
no.
Look at all the food on the floor.
No,
the Roaches are picking a different house.
Yeah.
They're like, this is not even, I can't.
So weird.
If she ain't cleaning in 63, she's not going to be cleaning in 64.
No.
Just get paper plates, bitch.
Right.
You know you don't like doing dishes? It's just me chilling. I'm using a paper plate. I'm using stuff I can throw out.
There you go.
I have plastic utensils, paper plates, plastic cups, and then I recycle it because I know y'all gonna tweet me.
Oh, yeah,
me too.
This goes
in the recyclables.
You can't recycle anything that has food remnants on it.
Oh, like, well, it's been getting recycled for years, so I don't know what the you talking
they
about.
They just throw it away
it
when you send
in,
it to the
recycling. It goes in the recycling thing. Hunter,
no, but they throw it away when it gets to the recycling plant.
A for effort, and who cares, Hunter?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to teach
a buzzkill.
All right. Over on The Real Housewives of Potomac, it's the apology we've all been waiting for.
Finally.
And it finally said, I'm sorry.
Obviously, I said something that struck a nerve with you. I own that, and I'm sorry for that. And I apologize for hurting you by asking questions that maybe it's none of my business.
I appreciate you saying that. It wasn't the questions to my mom that triggered me so much as the comment about my project. I was hurt.
Well, here we go.
By what you said. Because I have worked so hard to, like, really live out this dream.
I'll be mindful of that, and I'll try not to purposely hurt you.
I did not realize that I was pushing a button in you that is traumatic and hurtful.
I thought Mia sounded sincere.
Both sounded sincere.
Yes, I agree. I think they were both like, okay, this storyline has run its course. Let's move on.
This is the hard part. Like, who apologizes first, right? Because I called your event low budget.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about my mama, which is more egregious.
Way more.
You know? I've been trying to acknowledge lately if I'm wrong. Like, hey, I was wrong. Like, this doesn't, you know, my bad. Yep. I was wrong on this. Like, I've been trying to do that because somebody told me in an argument that I don't like to acknowledge that I'm wrong.
Oh.
That's crazy that somebody else...
You had a point. We had a fight.
Yes, okay.
We had a fight. We did not speak for two, 3 weeks.
Well, no, to be fair,
Nina, you didn't speak to him for 2 weeks.
I said hello every day.
And then Nina, should we reenact that? She walked by and didn't say a word. I'd be like, hey, guys, good show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was not with him.
It was fun.
And that was okay. I had a moment. We had a moment.
We had a moment.
You said something first.
Yeah, well, then we
and then it was fine.
Yeah, it's good.
And we're closer than ever, I would say.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
It did bring us closer.
Yes, like, I'm so happy.
It was a very genuine conversation. But when I tell you, I was so mad at him that I literally was like, I can't look at him right now.
Oh,
like,
and she didn't.
We are dysfunctional family, but we family.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you and I ever had a fight, Morgan?
I'm sure.
Really? Oh, I wasn't.
No. Anyway, things are getting sneaky over on TV's Life After Lockup. Lisa suspected Stan of cheating, so she set up a little thirst trap.
This hair.
No.
I think that Stan's been acting weird and fishy lately. So I want to take this opportunity to check some out because nothing seems right. I suspect that Stan's been talking to other women because, I mean, he did it right in front of me.
I'm going to create a fake profile and put a picture of someone that resembles me with bigger boobs, a bigger ass. I'm just going to like some of his pictures.
I'm checking while he's driving. No!
What the
not the deal?
Is that he is on here now? This mother.
This is a different kind of thirst. He didn't even stop at the stop sign. He was so thirsty.
That was Facebook Messenger also. Like, that is lame.
Low down. You cheat on me. Okay, cheating on me in an Instagram DM, a Facebook Messenger
but
DM? How dare you?
Well, that's somebody who wears a toupee.
That is a whole nasty kind of low down cheating on Facebook Messenger. You know who messages you on Facebook Messenger?
Your uncle.
Once a year, I check that, and it is grimy in those streets.
Oh, boy, is it. He's that guy who does all of his on Facebook.
Oh,
my God. He also has the hair of someone who tried to start a fake casino.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's... I also wouldn't mess with her. Like, if I was in a relationship with her, I would never do anything wrong because I would be very afraid for my life.
She's got to look at life. These pictures you guys keep showing to them, I can't even make my point. It's struggle on the right and left. It's struggle town.
It's struggle city.
You know, they say sometimes, like, women are too focused on looks and other things. So then you say, okay, forget it. I'm not going to worry about looks. And then those men cheat. You're like, well, bitch, I might as well be shallow.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
They're all cheating somehow.
Oh.
All right, we have to take another break. But coming up, a man's pathetic attempt to disguise his mistress, not mattress, backfires. Plus, the guy gets way too close to his mother-in-law. Hater debater is next. Giving advice. All right, there's plenty of great things online for us to talk about, but that's just not as fun as the batshit crazy stuff we see all the time. So it is time for
Hater Debater!
All right, first up, a woman told Six Brown Chicks that her boyfriend said his boy came over while she was at work. Okay. But when she watched the Ring camera footage, it was clearly a woman in a man's hoodie.
Oh, my goodness.
Her boyfriend said she's just a friend and he had changed their sheets because he was just cleaning up. So the question is, do we believe him?
Should we even respond to this?
This is the thing. I ask you guys these questions and I'm like, are they gonna throw rocks at me? Like, nobody ever voluntarily is like, I'm just gonna change these sheets.
Especially a man.
I had to change my sheets in New York City when I was living there for 3 weeks. And let me tell you, it took 2.5 hours. It was
I change my sheet every like week and a half.
Your sheet? You only have one? What sheets at?
Are you living in a bunker?
Or you only change one sheet?
I pick the corner of the mattress up off the floor, I lift up the sheet, and then I wash.
Do you not have a bed?
No, I have a bed.
Okay. Well, I'm
the most put together guy.
You are.
That you guys.
He's the cleanest. I'm not even joking.
No, he is.
He has the cleanest man's house that I've ever been to.
But also, you're changing them more frequently. Things are happening on those sheets more often than that.
Talk
if
about
I
it.
Do. in my bed.
You changed it the next day, right?
I will change it, yeah.
Anybody who is writing to Six Brown Chicks, the answer is leave them.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you have to write them, if you think, I should ask for advice to Six Brown Chicks, you should leave, because we know the ears are all toxic.
And you also saw the woman in a hood. Anyway, leave him. All right. We have another man looking for guidance. This one asked for help after he fell in love with his girlfriend's mom.
Been there.
Oh, my God. All right. He says they stay up drinking wine and chatting after his girlfriend goes to bed every night, and he's developed feelings for her. He's thinking of making a move, you guys. So what is our advice?
I'll take this one. You only live once, and she doesn't have much more time.
Oh, my God. No mother, no decent mother is staying up with their daughter's boyfriend drinking wine. That bitch is probably desperate and needs somebody to make a move on her, and she's going for the easiest target. I would abort mission. I would not make a move on this woman, and I would leave.
I think he needs to leave the relationship
as well.
Because apparently there's something he's missing from his relationship. I think this is just more of an indicator that he's not getting something, his needs met from his girlfriend.
Right.
That he can't do this with her. And so that's just an indication that the relationship is not right. It does not mean you go for her mother.
I agree. He could be looking for something that his girlfriend doesn't provide. Like, maybe he wants a woman who enjoys hard candy. You're not going to find that in a young woman, you know? You're going to need to find somebody who has potpourri around the house. That's the most, like, grandma thing I could have thought of.
Okay.
Like butterscotch candies?
Ooh, or
no,
ginger candies.
Hard fruit candies that are not.
Like the butterscotch candies.
Yeah, butterscotch candies are one.
With the little strawberry.
Oh,
with
my
the strawberry
God.
On the outside. Yes.
Yes. Those were a medley
those are
of fruit.
Candy.
And there's like
delicious.
A bowl of them on like the coffee table, and then there's a bowl of them in the bathroom.
And then like, a little Tootsie Roll mixed in there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't find Tootsie Rolls in the store anymore. Only Nana's have them.
Also. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, God. And a man on Reddit explained that after he bought his girlfriend a $300 bracelet, he found out she used his account to buy herself a $900 necklace. That's more like it. She bought it in case he didn't get her a gift. But now that he has it, she still won't return it. Should he let her keep it or take both gifts back?
Oh, I love your opinion.
You don't get to buy yourself a gift and then also keep the other gift.
But wait, he got her the $300 necklace,
yes,
right?
Yes, but she bought herself a $900 necklace in anticipation of him not getting her something, which is a no-no. So if he got her a $300 necklace and she didn't like it, she can exchange it and be open and be like, I love you, but I hate the necklace. Whatever, I've had to do that 100 times. And then you just get what you want. So, no, she's wrong, and she should return the $900 necklace tacky.
I think she was wrong for buying it in, like, beforehand, anticipating he wasn't going to do anything.
Yes.
You have to wait.
You have to wait, and then you yell, because the satisfaction is so good.
Or sometimes you just take the L, like, yeah, it's not that cute, but he was thinking about you.
Nina, that is mature. That is all the time we have for tonight. Set those DVRs, though, because we will see you guys tomorrow.
Bye!